new food truck on Pine Ridge is serving up traditional food. The business offers a taste of the reservation to tourists and fresh meals to locals. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
A glossy black food truck sits on a gravel lot outside of a convenience store. An image of a blue buffalo runs across the side next to bold white letters that read Tatanka Trail Burgers and More. Employees inside lean through a window and listen for customers' lunch orders.
You want everything on it?
Yeah.
Trina Janice is a co-owner of the business. She opened the truck with her partner in late April.
The whole concept was like we wanted to provide fresh, made-to-order food with high-quality, good ingredients that were healthy.
Janice says they feature specialty items each week. A sign advertises the Tuesday specials, Indian tacos, and Ate Tanka burgers.
The most popular item on our menu is the Gio Philly. And our fillies are all made with choice prime rib that we cook every morning, deli slice it thin. But the Gio Philly was actually designed by my son. It has bacon, mushrooms, onions, and a special cheese sauce, and then it's put on a hoagie bun with the Philly meat. We didn't know that this was gonna happen, but it ended up being like a customer favorite.
The Tatanka truck menu serves several dishes made with buffalo meat from South Dakota. Co-owner Donnie Ghostbear says buffalo is leaner than beef. He says many people on the reservation don't have access to fresh, healthy food because of the poor economy.
A lot of people know about buffalo meat. They know about the health benefits of it, you know, and we want to try to promote and make it available for people to have a choice to eat healthier. Not only are Native American people, but people of all races.
He says the business provides job opportunities to Native American people and affordable meal options to the community. They also plan to travel to surrounding cities with the truck, serving food like fry bread and buffalo.
And also to promote the Native American heritage of the buffalo and the connection that we have. You know, the buffalo has been a survival animal for our people for forever. Housing, food, you know, every part of the buffalo is used. In the process, we hope to educate people to that also, too, to let them know this is who we are and this is what we want to do. If we choose to do this, is to bring buffalo meat to the cities at an affordable cost, which will produce choice for people and change for some.
Ghost Bear says starting the truck was a difficult process. He says they had to build a clientele fast to meet the costs of operation.
In order for this business to work, we got to hit the ground running. We got to be a success from day one. Because in a normal loan situation, you have your operating cost in there. You have everything that you need for 6 months to a year. We wasn't afforded that. So we came in here knowing that we was gonna struggle. The food is great, everything's great, you know, and just we have to do some really unique management here.
Ghostbear says the truck needs to travel to sell enough product to expand. He says if business takes off, they hope to open a permanent space on Pine Ridge. Eventually, he says they plan to travel around the Black Hills so tourists have a chance to try some traditional Native American food. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.